Yani simin reisinin gemi zayıf sifey in the limon next to the last line and daf from Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara says as follows. V'chol ha-dvorim she'osa lasois mid-dvorim eilu. We have learned different halachas. Dine chazore, when chazore is mutter, when chazore is awesome. We learned Hilchis Bishul, Adova Lach, and it's done. There is a Issa Bishul, Adova Yavish, Senis Bashul. There's no Issa Bishul. The whole had the volume, Shaosa Lassai, Midvorim Eilu. We learned a lot of halachas. Also, Loima Leini Yehudi Lassos. So one is not permitted to tell a goy to do them. So let us see the vial of the Mishnah Brurim. V'chol ha-dvorim, Hainu afilu dvorim, she'ein behem rak iser derabonon. And this he brings from the goyim that afilu it involves an iser derabonon. It is also to tell a goy. That means we had klolim in hilchis chazorim. Chazore is only permissible on the kirim as a group of ktuma. The different halachis, one is not permitted to put on in Shabbos. So this is also to tell a goy to do this also. Now, I just like to mention for 1 minute, this is how the Mishnah Berurah learns Pshat in this Gemara, Al Pi HaGoyim. So it comes out to tell a goy to do a nitzah derabonon in order to be mechamim a machol, even though it only involves a nitzah derabonon, it is also. In Bir HaLochim, he brings down, there are different shittas in Achoinim and different Mekoimis. He brings, the Shari Shuvah brings down a Marit. The Marit says, if there is an Isser, the Rabbonon, to be Mechamim, a Machol in Shabbos, so one is permitted to tell a goy to do this. It's a shvus b'moke mitzvah. That's how he brings down from a marib in the Shari Tshuva, brings down the Simeshin Yotzeh. But there he says from the Achroinim in our Simen, it would seem not like that. So Al Kaponim, we are now learning our Simen and how the Mishnah Berurah learned Pshat in our Simen. So the vial, he just said now a mouthful. We're speaking about Tzolchei Achille in Shabbos, and we're speaking about to tell a goy to do something which is also midarabonon, and that's why he says Pshat in the Ramon. Afilu dvorim she'ein bam rakisa darabonon, al dvorim shosa lasis midvorim eilu, osa loy meleini Yehudi lasos. Fine. That Hagdome Aleph. I feel a Nisa the Rabbonah. Well, we learned a lot of halachas, so now we're going to learn a second halacha. Lachain also loima laini Yehudi lahochin hakdeiro im nitanein vim also kain also, la ochloi afilu shaynon. Now, Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah, how he learns Pshat in this second halacha of the Ramah. Hainu. L'hochim k'dayrov, afilu im lo yitno al gabei ho'eish oi hakiro mamish. So the Mishnah Berurah is learning Pshat that it is speaking about, he told a goy to warm up a dombolach, and he should not put it al gabe yaish or yakiro mamish. He should put it al gabe yakano. That's what he says in Sharet Tzion. He had brought down in Simen Pei Aleph the Shifas HaMogin Avrom. The Mogin Avrom says to put something on top of a maziva of a tano, and we mentioned then the Chazanish explains the Shitas HaMogin Avrom. A tano was made, Bismaneyem, a tano was made to cook in the tano. On top of the tano, there was a minimum amount of heat that was coming out, was not derech bishul bekach. So therefore, one of the yisurei derabbanon to put on top of a kiro she'ein grufo does not apply to on top of a tano, because it's ain't derech bishul bekach. So we're not speaking about now of an iser derabbanon. The shuv ain mozem mishum iser chazorah. There's no iser chazorah. Af al chikain, but I have a cold liquid. I have a cold liquid. I'm telling a goy to put it on top of a tano. Av al chikain, also mishum iser bishul. Kiven shenitanein legamri, kamoyshe kotav simin shim yudches, shim dalet v'sifes vov bahago ayin shol. Fine. Now, this Mogin Avrom says a mouthful, and we'll see as the Mishnah Berurah progresses. There are three shittes by a dovor lach, shenitzanein, something that was cooked, a liquid that was cooked and is now cold. The shittes ha-mechaber is that kozman is not yatzei ledes, there's an iser, the ayraisa, to warm it up. Even though it was cooked already, but now that it is cold, there's an iser, the ayraisa, to warm it up. That's the shittes ha-mechaber. The shittes ha-rajbo is, it's mutter legamri. It was cooked already. Ein bishul acham bishul. So here we have two extremes, the Mechaber and the Rashba. And the Ramah is in between. The Ramah holds, if it is cold, the Mogin Avrom holds it's an iser d'oraisa. If it's warm, that means one can, warm means that one can enjoy the, he wants to eat something warm. It's warm, it's not yatzei ledes, it's not, he would, if perhaps enjoy it, it would be more warmer. If it's warm, there's no iser bishul. If it's cold, because I have here the in the mashka, I have here the chimum from the previous bishul, and it's still, you can still enjoy the warmth. So there's no iser bishul if it's warm. If it's cold, there's an iser d'oraisa. This is the shittas ha-Ramah. So therefore, now we're speaking about, I told a goy, lahochim hakdeiro im nitzanem. So I'm telling a goy, in this case, to do an iser d'oraisa. According to the Ramah, we're learning Ramah now. According to the Gemara, it's cold, and I told him to warm it up. I'm telling him to do an Isser Deraisa. Vim also came, so the Gemara says further, if you did it, also la'ochloi apilu tayno. So if it was cooked in Shabbos, he was not allowed to tell the guy to do this Isser Deraisa. So he's not allowed to eat this double lach, even though it will cool off completely and he won't derive any benefit from it, because he told I'm going to do a malach of the right and they canceled, you're not allowed to eat this food in Shabbos. So now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Also Mishum Isa Bishul. There's an Issa Bishul Kivin Shenitane Legamri. To my Shekos of Simen Shin Yudhas Igdalev, we see that Boba Go Ayin Shom. Fine. Now, who said this sack? The Gemara. Because the Gemara held halachically that a double lach and it's standing is an Issa Deraisa to cook it. And if you told a goy to do an Issa Deraisa, the machol becomes also. This is what the Gemara says. Umikol mokon, tosu amogin avrom o shari achroinim, we'll see. Shalei emidu alaish mamish ki'im alatano. The Magen Avraham says we don't ask it like this anymore. Why? Because when it comes to the Yisrael Derabbonon, that Chazal cancelled, if I told a goy to do a malacha d'oraisa, and he did it chazal asa d'machol, but since there's a shikas harashba that holds that he is allowed to do it, so when it comes to asa d'machol, the Magen Avraham says, we won't asa d'machol. The Gemara asa d'machol, because the Gemara held it's also midiraisa. But the Magen Avraham says, that's the Gemara. With all due respect, that's the shittas of the Gemara. And he's not going to ask it like that. But since we have three shittas over here, we have a shittas of Rashi that a yid is allowed to do it, so we will not ask him if he ever the machol. So if he told the guy to put up cold soup on Shabbos, on top of a tano, which is always a chazorim, because it's not the derech to cook over a tano, there's an Isser Deraisa Bishul according to the Gemara. La Halacha, he wasn't allowed to do it, Chas v'Shalom. But La Halacha, if he did it, the Magen Avraham says you can eat the hot soup. You can eat the hot soup. The Gemara asks and you think it's superior. And the Magen Avraham says you can eat the hot soup. Because we will not cancel him if there's a shittas harashba. When it comes to a knas, we have to husband with the shittas harashba the whole thing he was allowed to do. So, Mamela, how can we ask him in the air? But he said something which is very, very interesting. So here he says a mouthful. He says, if he would have made an Isser Chazore, that means if he would have told the guy to put it on a kilo or a chano, which there is an Isser Chazore, let's say it wasn't there before Shabbos, he's making a shiye in Shabbos, which is an Isser Derabbonon. So he says, then it will do also to eat its machol. That means this is the shikas agoin he brings down in Sharifin. If I told I'm going to do an Issa Derabbonon and I wasn't allowed to tell the guy, I'm not allowed to derive benefits from it. So Memela, so that's what he's saying here in Mishnah Berurah. In Mishnah Berurah, he's saying, the Gemara said, you're not allowed to eat it even after it's cold. The Magen Avraham says, you can even eat it when it's hot. Because there are poskim that hold that a Yid was allowed to do it. But that is Damkim, so since the Rashba himself would do it. So you'll tell a Yid you're not allowed to eat it? So that's why, then, so, and because we're talking about there was no Yitzhak Chazorim. You put it on top of a tanur, which people don't cook on there, because no Yitzhak Chazorim on top of a tanur. So Memele, so then the Magen Avraham says, you're allowed to eat it. It will not count in you. And the Rashba would do it like a killer. But if he did something which was also midrabbanan, he told a guy to make an Yitzhak Chazorim. He told the guy he had a cold soup. And he told the guy to put it on a kira group of tuma, a kira with a black, which is also midrabbanan, because it wasn't there before Shabbat. He had cold soup. It was Quran. So then it'll be awesome. Then it'll be awesome. So that's the Yemen, yes, so boy, you can say, so immediately I'll eat mamish, kimalatano, maacha the yeshpoiskin, shematina, mafila, the Israel, a sexual, a filler, to my shakosta, we shall be safe, that's more of a hago. So he's matter if he puts it on a tano. So he says in Shariatim, but if he put it on a kirim, so then it's also. Then it's not allowed to have an offer. Afilu Tainam, now let us see the next Mishnah Berurah. The Gemara said that you're not allowed to have this cold soup, even if it got cold again. Af de loinene mimeleches eini Yehudi. He didn't derive any benefit from the whole thing. It's cold, so he's not getting anything. Mikomokin konsu the chazal konsentim sheyampin ad le'erem v'chdei sheyeyosvim. He's not allowed to eat this soup. That means if it takes 20 minutes to warm up the soup, so he cannot eat the soup until 20 minutes after Pesach Kechol. Why? Hoyo v'nase meloche al yedei tzivuyoi. He told a guy to do, this is the Shikus of Amor, he told the guy to do a meloche b'yaraisa. The Shikus of Amor is that to cook a cold mashkin is a deraisa. So therefore the Amor said, the Amor asked him, if you told a guy to do a Malachi the Araisim, even though it got cold again, the Machol is also to my Tzoy Shams. Vim also ha'eni Yehudi kein me'atzmoi v'shvil Yitzhoil. What if the guy did it on his own accord? The guy sees that he comes past with vice, sees everyone is grumbling, they forgot to put up the soup before Shabbos on the doors and no soup. So the guy says, he'll fix the situation. He takes the soup. No one told him anything. He puts it and warms it up. Vishvil Yisrael, Shori Lechel Tainov. Then you're allowed to eat it when it's cold. Kibin She'enoi Nene Mimelachtoi Klau. He doesn't have any hanor from the Melacha that the guy did for him. Before the guy's actions, it was a cold soup. So when it gets cold, you're allowed to eat it. I didn't tell the guy to do anything. I didn't want him to do it. I wanted the guy to be Mechalo Shabbos to cook the soup. In Cain, love calls him in a lost way on your soil. So this guy had this great idea to warm up the soup. Before he had a cold soup. So it was a cold soup, then cold shalom. So now the guy had a bright idea and he warmed it up. So because the guy warmed it up, without me telling him, I shouldn't have had cold shalom. The love calls him in a. Miu im Yisrael Rayeu Tzorech Limchol Chviyodo. But if the Yid thinks he's going to do it, he should be Moichel. Right, that's it. That is, so the vow we had two halachas. One halacha, he told them to do an Issa Darabon, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah and the Shav, he told them to do an Issa Darabon, and it'll be Yosef. He told them to do an Issa D'Oraisa, not the Issa D'Rabbanan. So the Ramah Paskin to Tosa Tumay Tzoy Shabbat. And the Magen Avraham says, will be Mutter because according to the Shittit, it is Mutter Lagamre. And if the guy did it by himself, who want to get cold of a lot of people? Onnam! Bimloi nitzanein kolzai. Shadayin ruyim lechel. Well, what if I have warm soup? It's warm. Not hot, but it's warm. When someone eats the soup, he has a no of achilas chamim. It's warm. It's not yatzei leder. Now, a guy went and warmed up his soup and made it yatzei leder. He made it yatzei leder. So now let us scratch our heads for a minute. Which isurim were done now? Bishul was not done because the more sheet is, if it's warm, you're allowed to do it yourself. So we are speaking about that there was an Issa Chazorah. There was an Issa Chazorah. He told me that you weren't allowed to do it. There was an Issa Chazorah. He told me not to do it. There was an Issa Chazorah. So now, but now there was an Issa Chazorah. He told me not to do it. The benefit that he is deriving from the Amira La'akum is a small benefit. What's that a small benefit? Because it was warm already. It wasn't a cold soup. It wasn't a cold show. It was warm already. He told the guy to do it, and he said, the Rabbonon. So here the halacha is, since I'm only deriving a small benefit from the Melechus HaHakum, it is mutter. And be'etzim, we have this halacha in Seif Tzif Aleph. If you told a guy to make a chazorah in Shabbat, and it's mitzamek miyokoloi, that means it got more crispier. So there it's brought down that it is mutter. There's a din of a shayvik of a, it's mutter. And there the reason was because it's only a small benefit. It's good. It was edible, it was mislaxal, so when you get a small benefit from the Melechus HaAkum, I'm not saying you were allowed to do it. But now Chazal did not answer if you, the guy, there was an Issa Chazorah. What the guy had done, and the benefit I'm deriving is only a minute benefit, a small benefit, then you're allowed to derive benefit. So that is the, yes. On them, let's see again the lotion of the mode. In lying it down in cold car, it wasn't so cold, it was warm. Shadayin ruyim lechel. It means you could eat it with having a nice chimum, it's warm. Im chimum, oi soy ha'enam yehudim, a guy went to warm it up. We're talking about it. You're allowed to eat it. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shabbayim Ruim Lechos. That means before the guy put it on the kirin, it was still warm. Lachain, Af al gav, shenene meyahimun. But now we have already a hatsu, a hatsholim. Story b'niyevet, the guy did it, it's mutam. Kivin shahoyo lechel, yochel lechel b'loy himun, even though it was like him. Vafilu emidein yudi al gabi ha'eish mamish ripsi vuyoy, he told him to do it. He wasn't allowed to tell him to do it. But the Afal Pinkin and Lethal Atakshal Vidyevit, because the benefit he's deriving is called a minute benefit. Before he had a warm cholent, which is also something you don't see. If you had a warm cholent, it's also something. So now it's a hotted cholent. So this is the halacha. So if the afilu, I told the guy to do the things that I'm on, which I wasn't allowed to tell him, but since the benefit I am deriving from this is only a minute benefit, I had warm cholent before, now I'm having a hot cholent, a hot soup, so it's mutar. Mutarim lechel, you are allowed to eat it, this benefit. Now he says something very interesting. Vafilu chimein ho'eini Yehudi tamshu u'bostol v'yachas. The guy went, and he had, let us make an interesting scenario. He had a cholent with chunks of meat in it. Well, there was liquid in the cholent. The guy, it was cold. But for me, it's getting cold. The guy went and took the cholin, so he had cold liquid, cold meat, and he warmed it up, and now it's layla. Now you have a hot cholin, everything. He warmed up, tamshu means a mashkin, it was liquid. Ubosa biyach. Vatamshu layoyo mitchila roi lechel machmas tinusa. The tamshu was not edible because it was cold. So Memele, the cholent, you won't be able to eat. Aval Pekin, loy netzer habosa. But the hot meat, you're allowed to eat. Ki hu oye roi lechel av betoinam. The meat, you could eat cold also. The meat wasn't developed. A cold cholent, a cold soup. It seems that's called a big hanor. A cold piece of meat, there's such a concept of cold cut. So a cold piece of meat, you can eat cold also. So now I have this combination. The guy went and took a cold cholent, which in the cold cholent there was a chunk of meat and liquid, and he warmed everything up. So the mice, so he says, the cholent, forget about. Don't need the cholent, but the meat you can eat. Yeah. If you can eat it cold, there's no problem. Fine. Now we'll go further and we'll see more than the kechidush. Lohain and Loyagia. We have to understand, we live in a very sophisticated time. We have a gas range and the gas flows. We put it on before Shabbat and it's burning, and we have our soul in Givaldi. We have to understand, this man of the Rishonim, they had a stove, there was coals in it, Yadu Fakhtuba, not Ufakhtuba. When it came Shabbos, After they came home from the shore, the children, the Talamaita was not too hot because they couldn't, they didn't have such a steady flow of fuel that could keep it hot. So now, says the mother, because hot. It's a new thing now. Lachain and Noyagia. What's the Lachain? I just told you. So now, so let's just address the problem. It's very difficult to have hot children on Shabbos, according to the circumstances, because the fuel used to burn out. And I just told you before to tell the guy to warm it up is not so kosher. You're not allowed to tell the guy to warm it up. So how do we solve this problem to have a hot cholent and you're not allowed to tell the guy to warm it up and the fuel usually dies out and usually it's not too hot? So there was an eighth of what to do. You hear there was an eighth there. Look, I ain't know you again. So the meaning is like this. She'enom Yehudim Maitiyam Akbeire Minatanurim Shematminim Bohem. The guy takes out the pots which were in the oven from before Shabbat. It's not too hot. We'll see if it's cold or if it's. But let's say it's yeah. Umayshin and Oysom Eichel Pano Beit Achoyev Oyolo. Now, we have to understand this works good in winter. The summer didn't work so good. Well, let's talk about the winter. The cholent was not, it was in the tanur in an oven, and it wasn't too hot. So we told the guy, take out the cholent and put it next to the furnace. Now the furnace was cold. The furnace also wasn't, in there was very fine. Now it's cold in the house. So now we are allowed, so we tell the guy, take this cholent and put it on the furnace, next to the furnace, on the furnace. Then we tell, fine, so he didn't do anything too wrong until now, so when you have a cold furnace and a cold cholent, it's not the garnish left. Then we tell over the same guy, a different guy, we tell the guy, you know, it's very cold here. You should heat up the furnace. And this is a Dona Hamuta because Roy Choylem Eitel Sine that if it's cold in the house, so it's a Choyle, so Amira La'akum is Mutta for Choyle. If it's going to remain cold in the house, they're all going to get fixed on it. So I go over to the guy, and I tell the guy, warm up the furnace. Now, Baruch Hashem, on top of the furnace, we have the cholent got it ready. He warms up the furnace. He's warming up the furnace. We're freezing in the house. He's warming up the furnace. He warms up the furnace after half an hour. We're warm. The cholent is hot. Baruch Hashem, we'll see now in the Mishnah Berurah why this is all mutter. L'chein noyegim ad le'elkoi. Ufeirusha. The kivin shosha loy mileini yudi la'ochen. I started off by saying, you can't tell a goy to warm up a cholent. L'chein noyegim, shein yudi noyshen ad gav shur, shen iskari legamri. You have a cold cholent, a real cold cholent. Allah Tanu, Kaidim Shusi. He puts it on over the furnace before he heats up the furnace. Sha'oz Leko Shum Isa. There's no Isa whatsoever. Even saying Shum Ishmatana. I'm allowed to tell a guy to put a cold cholent on the cold furnace. No problem. Well, no, this is Mutta Lagama. Now later he warmed up his tunnel. איקר כוונות ואין אלו לחמים בית החוידם השורי. ואיקר אינטנטו והירי to warm up the house. ואחל חוילם אין איקר צינך מושך גוסו וסוי סימן רשע אין בו. Veloy lechamim es adash. That means the guy also, even though he has a guy shake off, but he's not too stupid, but he understands that the challenge is going to be able. He told him to put the challenge on top of the oven. But the ikel kavone of the guy, when he's warming up the furnace, it's to warm up the house. That's the ikel kavone. That's his main intent. ואף דהבי בסקרי שלגבי יעתם שלו שנתרמם ממילא. But it's this, I tell the guy, warm up the heat up the furnace. And it's this obscuration that from heating up the furnace, the cholent will get cooked. And we're speaking about an issue of the ice over here, because a cold cholent is an issue of the ice. Mikol mokim, b'amir aleini Yehudi da'vishmus, the last bay maita lay machmarin in kule hai vishori af vimsik reishe. Tatsmuta apilu tafsik reishe. Agav ulche. There's a machlokes in this, but just let me tell you what Rav Moshe held. Rav Moshe held if a person forgot to turn off the light in the refrigerator before Shabbat. He needs the food from the refrigerator. He can't open up the refrigerator because of the situation. The light is going to go on. So Rav Moshe said, this other eight is what to do. This eight, when the sun is going, you tell a guy to take out the plug. That's one other eight. But Rav Moshe says, if he can't take out the plug, the food, I need the refrigerator going. So I can tell a guy to open up the refrigerator for me. So even though it's a punctuation that the light will go on, the mice is still through to this thing. That means I'm telling the girl to open the refrigerator. It is a punctuation that a light, it's called a different micing answer. I'm telling him to do one thing, a second thing will occur. I'm telling him to heat up the furnace and the furnace will get cooked. This is called two different things. So this is a situation by a yidu would be yourself. But Amira La'akum, since I'm allowed to tell the guy to warm up the furnace, Amira La'akum is muta. Yeah, so the male, just to tell him, God, the Chosa, the Evil, Shabbatana, Beisach, Beisach, Shalom, these are like our furnaces, Shein Derech, Levash, Bechil, Milamayla, Gabi, Atano, the furnace, the Ika, purpose of the furnace is to warm up the house. It doesn't have a dual purpose. It warms and you cook also on it. L'chein nucha loyma, there we can say, the ein ikir kabon is ein yudhi b'etze krak l'cham abayit. The ikir, he knows about it. But the kabon, since the heating up this furnace is normally only to heat up, so that's the ikir kabon that goes into this case. ולא לבש לגדרש שאין דייס מלמיילו על גבי התנו. That is muta. אבל תנורים שקוירים אין לשקיחן, there was a type of a furnace that had a dual purpose. That means you used to cook on top of it and you used to heat up the house. Shadar akur lebashu b'chol al gabayim l'mayla yisgomo yesh v'zal ha'amid ha'macho l'chamad en yudhi ha'pul l'koydem ha'tokif d'vadi kabonis en yudhi b'esik ha'chakak gambish l'bishu l'akdeh. That's how he says that will be offered. This is not a situation. Since this is how you use this stuff, it's a furnace and a stove. So when the guy is putting on the fire, there's a double kavone. This is worse. This is called a miskaven, and this is also.